But it's possible to interpret the Shas Yechol that way. Yidin Lochot Lishiyu Reshiyam Amrahai, as far as the Shtar is concerned, when you look at the Shtar, so then you can say, he's going to be the Shire over. If there is no Shiyur on the face of the Shtar, so then we, by looking at the Shtar, we see that he's the Shachar. It's impossible to interpret the Shtar in any way. But if there is a Shiyur in the Shtar, so then we can say it's possible to interpret the Shtar that way. It will not be a correct interpretation. But it's still possible to interpret the Shtar that way. Since it's possible, so maybe the Sfirah Zvorim is lacking. And since it's based upon the concept of Sfirah Zvorim, so even in the case of Chutz Misodet Freyim, it's a Zeir and Reis HaSodeh, he only has that one Sodeh. That's the only Sodeh he has, that one Sodeh. So even in such a case, Sfirah Zvorim is lacking. According to the Hadamim of the Gemara, that the Chshoshe was maybe really intended to be Mishaya. So where is the Chayach to be Cheshish really intended to be Mishaya? If he has other Sodeh, but if he had only that one Sodeh, so then it's an internet. So we have a Hechach. We have a Hechach that he certainly did not intend to be Mishaya then, because then he would be crazy. If that Sodeh was Mishaya, then there is no other than Mishaya. So he was crazy in everything in Mishaya opening. So that was according to Havam. Mashiachin according to Maskone, that it's not on the basis of Yechshoshe maybe intended in Mishaya, but because since the Shtar and its face can be interpreted that way, whether it's right, a correct interpretation or a wrong interpretation, logical or illogical interpretation, doesn't make any difference. Since a person, by looking at the Shtar could say, well, it seems that the person is making all kinds of reservations, of exceptions, maybe the other two he is reserving. It's possible to interpret that way. So even in the case of Chutz Misodet Freyim, it's very Elohim the Sodet. So then, we are sure, I mean, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that he didn't intend to be Mishaya David. How do we know? Because we investigated all the facts, and we found out that he only had just one Sodet. But if a person looks at the Shtar, would he know that? It just happens that we know that he has only that one Sodet. So we know through external mediums of media of information that he has that one Sodet. But does it appear from the Shtar that he has only that one Sodet? From the Shtar it doesn't appear that he has only that one Sodet. So one who is not acquainted with the fact, what Sodeh is he on? He looks at the Shtar. So he might not know that he only owns that one Sodeh. So if he looks at that one at the Shtar, what do we say? He'll become presented with the possible interpretation. Maybe the Ordin, when he executed the Shtar, so he intended to be Mishaya David himself. Surely we know that he didn't intend. Why? Because we know he only had that one Sodeh. But that is not manifest in the Shtar itself. As far as the Shtar is concerned, it could be interpreted in the sense that he intended to be Mishaya David at all. We know that he didn't. So how do we know? Extraneously we know. But from the Shtar it doesn't appear that the intention to be Mishaya David is explored. How does it appear from the Shtar? It only appears to us because we know the fact. But from the Shtar itself, it doesn't appear. So there is an ambiguity in the Shtar. And since there is a halacha of Chazori, so if there is any ambiguity in the Shtar itself, even though we happen to know the right interpretation, but as far as the text of the Shtar is concerned, there is still an ambiguity. So Memele, it's no word, so the Sfirah Zvorim is lacking. This is what Rashi says. V'chivin v'ikel neymar v'shayre, v'nochet v'shure, v'hune u'sta v'zachmachone. Because other than the word, v'chivin v'zomeru, so even the case of v'hune y'alehise sodeh, there is still an ambiguity in the Shtar. So Memele, it's not Sfirah Zvorim. It can't be that one. All right. Now, let's go to cases.
Why did I should have to take that case of Wayne Bush?
What?
I heard your husband before, but I don't know. Why do I should have to take that case of Wayne Bush? And before she beat the doctor, the knock of the shoe, why didn't Rashi point out the talking of who he is with the Raha?
Why did Rashi
Why did Rashi take that for their case? Why didn't he say that the mayor of this is in even when he has the Raha?
No, because according to the Maskoni of the Gemara, that it's based upon Sfiras Dvorim, so then it doesn't make any difference whether he has other Tzadeis or he has only just one Tzadeis, because as far as the Shtar itself is concerned, so it's not manifest that he has only just one Tzadeis. So as far as the Shtar is concerned, there is always ambiguity. So that's why he mentioned that, you see, because according to the Havamim of the Gemara, that it's not based upon Sfiras Dvorim, it's based upon the Chosheh, maybe he really intended to be Shaya David. Then there could be a difference between a case where he has other Tzadeis, or he doesn't have other Tzadeis. If he has other Tzadeis, if he has no other Tzadeis, so then obviously his intention was not to be Shaya. But once we establish the principle of Sfiras Dvorim, so then there doesn't make any difference whether he has other Tzadeis or he doesn't have any other Tzadeis. But from the Shtar it's not manifest that he did not intend to be Mishaya David. There is ambiguity in the Shtar. So no, it's over.
Well, why didn't he point out to Rokhaka in the Havamina, the mayor of Rokhaka in Bigurin?
Yes.
Why was Rashi, worried about mentioning that? He should have mentioned it. I mean, in the Havamina, he should have mentioned it.
He should have mentioned what?
The Tzadik Tzadik Tzadik, and you went up to hear the Rokhaka in Bigurin in front of the mayor.
Why didn't he mention
it? Why would he have shouted that?
Oh, I don't know. So. If Rashi had mentioned everything he said, so then I would have nothing to say. All right, now. Now, you see, there is the halacha mentioned in the Rambam, and the two held. So at least according to the Gersa, we have with the Rambam, it's only two the Rabbah. But the two, according to the two Gersa in the Rambam, it's two the Raita. There is a special halacha that we get, that the get cannot be written in two languages. I mean, it doesn't apply to any other story. But say, Shtamatone, so you can write in 20 languages. One word Spanish, and one Latin, and one Italian, and one English, and one French, and one German, and whatever you want. I mean, it would be good. But by get, there is a halacha that the get that is Michtav, Shtir, Shemir, but, so, according to the Gersa that we have in Rambam, so it's possible. It's possible. Possible means Mirabon. The Rambam lays down the cloud. Whenever it says possible, it means only Mirabon. But the two mentions both. In other words, it's both Midrash. Now, whether it's Mirabon or Midrash, it has to be explained. Every Mirabon is based upon a certain concept of the Raita, except that Midrash does not involve that being. And Mirabon it involves that soul. So what's the halacha? Why is it that Kikabi get there in such a halacha? Not Kabi any other star. So again, it's based upon the concept of Sfira Dvorim. There is a halacha of Sfira Dvorim Chris. So in other words, so we see that if there is an ambiguity in the star Shichor, so then it's all good. If it's possible to interpret the star in such a way that the ordinance didn't intend to be Mishacher, even though we know that it's not so, it didn't intend to be Mishacher. So it's all good, as long as there is an ambiguity in the Shtar. So in other words, in the get, there has to be continuity between one word and the other. And if there is no continuity between one word and the other, so then the sphere of God is recognized. What kind of Sphere of being existed is it, if there is no continuity between one word and the other. And so when is there continuity, if it's the same language, but if it's a different language, then there is no continuity between one word and the other. Now the only thing you see Rameau explains how is it so hidden should be possible. Because all hidden, the standard music of the guest consists of washing kiddush and aramaic. So the Rameau says, because the aramaic can be washing kiddush are one language of the. So that's why it's kosher. Otherwise it would be possible. Because the guest can look at the shame if it's false. So why is it not very good? From the basis of the Allah has to know. And giving a call to the deal to the Twitter in the Rambam, that it's only possible to have one, so the Pshat is in the right way, even if it's in two languages, there is still continuity. But with the Rambam, there is no continuity. It's considered that not to have any continuity if it's in two languages. What is that? It's in two languages. I mean, you see, out of it. According to the truth, so it's in the right way.
Oh.
It's in the right way, it's working. All right, now let's go to the next. Little bit here. Here's the context. Mit kommen wir zum Leben am Asmat. Du wirst nicht alle kommen schon mit Gott. Denn sie pierst hat sie. Du wirst nicht alle kommen, die dich so ist hier Kaka das hier. Die Kosta bei Hutten bis Kaka das mit kommen schon Kaka. Die Hochhaft hat die Kilometer mehr rein mit sich hier. Was du auch auf mir hin. Aber da bin in die Bude, da kommen Gott sie kommen leben, ich kann aber das. Die Kasse ja von Gott nicht gesehen Kaka, mir kommen kein kommen kein Kaka dies lei. Er muss ja wir da dachte ich noch. Wie ich auch heute mir abnehme, die Skuh, mir jüdische mir Chotzin, die mit Namen sehr die Skuh, Chotzin Sala ne Neiche Loch, ja mich mir Chotzin Sadeu, und vor Aschot Om, die ich mich mit dem Kochus, die Jadu Aschau, die Tachtei Noh, right? So ist der Kasch. So we explain that. Now, the Tiferes Yaakov, he says, that the reason as to why Rashi says here, that since he didn't specify the Kaka, so maybe the whole Matonimus bottle is because Rashi said it in regard to Rameya, and Rameya holds that so maybe it has to be Mucha Mitechai. So if it's not specified, so then it's not Mucha Mitechai. Well, this is very difficult. First of all, it's a bit hard to say that this halacha by Rameya has anything to do with another halacha by Rameya. I mean, that's itself with the Rameya. Secondly, why is it a chisom in Mucha Mitechai, in Monashiach? If Rashi Shittiyeh, that Doroshim Yisuyim, there can be a Knoye, so as far as Doroshim Yisuyim is concerned, it's Mucha Mitechai, go! It's Mucha Mitechai! You see, when could it come within the question of Mucha Mitechai, yes, Mucha Mitechai, not Mucha Mitechai, if we knew that he was really Maknehim, he really was Mishayir and specified, a specific son. Except that the Shtar didn't say it. So then you could say it's not Mucha Mitechai. But if the Chatzchile, at the very outset, an unspecified piece of counter was accepted, so that's the Shiro. So then it's Mucha Mitechai at all. If Baalpeh, he had told him, I'm Mishayir, so the plane. But then the Sefer forgot to mention the name of that particular son. And he just mentioned that star. Then it wouldn't be Mucha Mitechai. But we're not having here a reference to such a case. We are having a reference to a case where he didn't specify at all in the Shiur any son. That was his intention, to be shy of an unspecified son. So maybe it's Mucha Mitechai. Then, so that's the second reason as to why it's a dechak to say that, what is Tiferes Yaakov said. And then a third reason is that Rashi Shittiyeh is that they call it Rameya and Mucha Mitechai is not required. So the whole halacha. So that whole explanation given by Tiferes Yaakov is not sound. Weil wenn wir die Leute haben die Rapschinen bohren heißen, als die Leute haben die Leute, die nicht tolle Zeife, die Zeife, die Wobatre, die kam in die Pähe. Rapschinen in der Leute haben die Rapschinen, als die immer kommen aus sein. Die Zunge mit Pläne haben die Chutz mehr von der Rede zu werden. Oma Chutz mehr Pläne, Chutz mehr Pläne, Pläne, als die Leute schon mal ist, die Leute, die Sorge. So habe ich mich heute in die Kona Atzen nachher, wenn ich keinen Bibel kommen, ich habe die Leute, die Leute, ואהב אמיני כשומע חוץ מבטל דיבור עם השומע כל מחוסי, קומש מילון דף לא הולך להיות בחירות, דיפאוגין על דיבור.
דיפאוגין על דיבור. So in other words, so what is, how does he explain it? In other words, we explain the Rasha also in a similar way. Except that according to Pelik says, the Hava Min held that this is really the machloket between Reb Meir and the Rabbonim, in other words. So Reb Meir says, so as far as the Halacha of Shia Kaza Kalshul Yot Mechirin, that the Gimor Inuit has nothing to do with Ogin Elibur and not Ogin Elibur. That's because of Min Yochet Lishinira Shia Nam Lahal. But Reb Meir, Reb Meir says that even the case where he says Chutzi Sodet Vain, Vain Re'alois is Sodet. So even in such a case, he's without the Mechirin, then we certainly couldn't apply the concept of Midinochet Mishiyur Hashiyon Anahai. And still, he's without the Mechirin. Why is without the Mechirin in such a case? So it must be on the basis of the proposition that we're talking about it. And in as much as on its face, the staff report to effect two things, to give him a tonne to the Eved, and to be Mishachar the Eved, and he becomes frustrated as a Damatane, so Mele becomes Boto as a Shashicho also. And Rav Shimon, he says, Leilom Becherim, even in that case, where he says, Chutu Sereklaim, it's Vein Leilom Tisare, so on its face it purports to effect two things, to effect Shichor and to effect Matone, and becomes vocal as Matone, still, it remains valid as Ishtar Shichor. So we see that Togin and Libur. Now, look at Rav Meir. Who Rav Meir talk at Ayroch, this over there Togin and Libur. We become a Rav Shimon and Leilom, Mashma, to the base in Yen. We will be doch lo yit al Chayrus, do a Togin and Libur. Kishen lo yalo yis in Yer, as lo hoche yot al Chayrus. Umosik, he tell me that Rav Meir love me shum do a Togin and Libur. Da wo mishum do laf tchiz gütel. Peru is a user Christus. Kibu shen el shio de dibu she u mishtach rabei. Di oma kol lichotai ve in miskai in kuei. Abel behebe che hei gita ilchotet de kol lichotai kmi yoch pogin in dibu rashata de chiz gidu. So according to Tesla, it seems to me, even though I mean you could interpret it another way, but I mean from the past of Taloshi, it's much more that according to Tesla to chiz gita here means point Gimel in the Rambam, not point Aleph. Now there are two kinds of crises. So according to Rashi, it means point Gimel. It doesn't mean crises. The Gimel crises that if the Baal acquires any schusim through the get. So then the Gereshin is not valid. But it means Sfira Dvori. According to Tesis also, it means Sfira Dvori. So in other words, so what does the Gimel say? The reason as to why Rameya says, the reason is why Rav Meir says that Shia Kakaraka Kolchehu, so it's Lo Yotzo Mechirin, is because inasmuch as he says, Kol Mechotai Kmirimo. What does Kol Mechotai Kmirimo? Kol Mechotai Kmirimo means all Mechotai. All Mechotai. And then he says, Chutz Yotzo Mechirin. Whether you read Adas or it or you don't read Adas or it, doesn't make any difference. So it's a repugnant expression. Actually, it's not good grammar. I mean, such an expression. Call me hot like me, or put me sort of plainly. It's still in the real day. People, I mean, use these kinds of expressions. A thousand times a day, but it's not correct. It's not the correct expression. Now, if you say call, what does call mean? Call means everything. To say, everything except for one thing is logically incorrect. It is still a name day, it's a repugnant expression. Everything means everything. So when you say, call the Chotai Knuilom, so this means Danogio. The expression call means there are no exceptions. And then he says, Tochel Dimo, Chut, he said it like this. So it is still a name day. So the whole expression is a repugnant expression. So by all story, who cares? Repugnant expression or no repugnant expression. But by get there is a loche of Sfirat Divrei Krites, so if it's a repugnant expression, the expression contains a Sfirat Minei Uvei, so then it's not a proper Divrei Krites. That's that pays the shita. So in other words, so that, I mean, according to Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir. So of course, Rav Shimon is chayek. Rav Shimon is chayek. Because according to Rav Shimon, even though it is a reformed expression, still it does not involve the soul of Sfira Zolot. But according to Rav Meir, since we have our loch of Chrisen, of Sfira Zivrei Chrisen, Sfira Zivrei Chrisen, so Rav Meir, he cannot use any reformed expression. And if he says, call me Chosai Knui Loch, so what does call me? Everything. And then he says, Chot Yisrael Pai, so it means not everything. So there is a still a minimum pain in the expression of Shecho. So it's no good.
It was Chutzah. The entire word Chutzah, you have to use that word, because Chutzah itself always indicates the composition. So it's a...
No. So if you want to express it correctly, so then you have to say, Kimat kol michosi, ani makselo. But if you say kol michosi, or if you say michosai kmino, chutz misodet panim, so it won't be a repulsive expression. But if you say kol michosai, then it's a repulsive expression. Because kol means kol. Everything. Except that it isn't everything. I mean, this is what they are saying. In other words, everything, I max it to you everything, except that I'm not maxing everything.
What I mean is everything.
What?
Outside of this piece is everything. Outside of this one piece
is everything. What? So it's a repugnant expression. Oh, yes. It is still on the narrow bay. It is still on the narrow bay. Well, if you took logic, so you would know this is mentioned in logic, that's one of the common examples in logic, in other words, of the repugnant expression. I mean, say, tell me what I mean or what I mean. Why it has to do with logic? Yeah. It certainly has to do with logic.
I can honestly say, everything, all
that money, outside of this piece. Say it illogically,
but not logically.
Outside of this piece, everything that I have, the exception of this piece. You say, if you say everything, whether the everything is said first or is said at the end, everything means everything, that's all. So, everything it means everything. And as a matter of fact, you will not find in the Rambam, I don't think that you'll be able to find in the whole Yadah Hazoko a repugnant expression. In the whole Yadah Hazoko, you see, for example, when the Rambam wants to express an idea that everything except one thing, so he say kimat. He will say kimat, he will not say everything. Because the Rambam just couldn't express anything in an illogical way. That was inconsistent with the Rambam's mind. Alright, now, this is what Eitha says. The time is that Rav Meir Lavrishon we told him in the book of Rav Shemach, for you it appears that in the Chrisus, Kidu she yeshiyo bidibu, she hu mishtach rabbe, do ma kol lechotai, so it means everything. Ve yu mishkayim kole, and it's not everything. Now this is a shtiram in the Rabbe. So by all shtores, it doesn't matter. But by Gethel, by Gethel Mashiach, there is a loche, of Sfira Zivrei, Chrisus, so if there is an important expression, so then it's not good. Alright. Abu Be'emet. She visited the Chosu, they call me Chosu, I can win law. Talking in the Bura Shabia. Even though it's not kai, it's not valid in respect to Matone, because there is no kiyum, but in respect to Shecho, it is kai. The Chosu Gitu. The Rasha Tirei, the last Chosu Gitu, Mishum Gitu Nena, Mili Shia, Mil Chosin, Shia Nam Be'emet. Ufide Be'em Le'yalei Se'iya, Tulishai Yechonim in Yochet, Shiyur, Shia Nam Be'emet, מי רב מי הדיות מלחיות, יפלגים לדיבורי, ואימא שמקים בגיצפתי. זה דרש, זה לא שנה אפילו אם יושב, Now, let's see. So according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, so what, and how do you know, how did the Makshin know that according to Reb Meir it's Rav Shimon the Bure? Because Reb Meir says, Reb Shimon says, Le'elom. What does mean Le'elom? Even the case of Chutz Misode Plain Yisvein Le'el Yisvesode. So then we couldn't apply this, the Lombes of Medirochis and Shiur Ashir and Amalahai. Because in such a case, Yisvein Le'el Yisvesode, he certainly did not intend to be Mishai Re'eh. But you, Reb Meir, say, in such a case too, Loyot Lecheos, and I say that he is Yot Lecheos. That he is Yot Lecheos. Yot Lecheos. So now what's the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? The machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is in regard to the case of Chutz Mishon HaPlanis, very late away, the Sodek. So Reb Meir says that he is not Mishucher. Why isn't he Mishucher? Because since the Shtar HaMitzvah purports to what? To be Mishacher the Eved, and to give him Matone of the Chotim to the Eved, and he becomes Bottle as his Matone to the Eved, because he only has the points on it. So maybe he becomes Bottle as his Shtar Shichur, and Reb Shimon. Now it's Lui Paul Dino and Dibure, and Reb Shimon says, no, Paul Dino and Dibure. So two HaMitzvahs, it purports to accomplish two things. To be Mishachar the Eved and to give him Atone to the Eved, and he becomes both with the Shtar Matone. But the Shtar Shichol doesn't become both, because of Pogim and the Bore. Now let's Now, before we go to the Rambam, the Pirsha Mishneh, now let's see, let's turn to the Ritz. Now the Riz, Tomer Abon, Eved, Ibo Yeru, Kol Chotek Mi Yuloch Ma'u, Kim Shlo Yiz, Shlo Yikotu Biyat Mi Kol Chotek Mi Yuloch. Ale Kach Kotu, Mi Chotek Mi Yuloch Ma'u, Omer Abayim Tich Shlo Kon Mi Chosu Mi Kona Atmi, Lo Yitalgin Adi Bure. Bichol Abon Ma, Erach Zeh Zeh Zeh, Atmi Kone Mi Chosu Mi Kone, Upalgin Adi Bure. Omer Abadu Bamaat Kere Rode, Kiman Kere Pshimeno, Upalgin Adi Bure, Yitan Akit Mi Chotek Va'adu, יוצא בחירים, שיהיה קרקע כלשהו, הוא לא יוצא בחיר. רב שמעון אומר, אין לנו בחירים, עד שאם הכל נכנס לניסיון לפני האב וחוץ מיחד מריבי שבהם. תלכה מסובה כאילו שיהיה קרקע כלשהו סתם, ויוכל אב דלברור אלא הוא כלשהו, דליק נהי ושור נכסה. בגלל זה דומה שאני מסויה. So in other words, so he cannot determine which soda he was Messiah. So as to which, as to every soda he was. There is a possibility, maybe that the Sodei was Mishaya. So maybe the whole Aknoim is ineffective. Yilkach, we call him the Chosim Velo Mide. Vichivim, we call him the Chosim Klum, Atanam, we call him, it's like Chash. So we're talking in the Bure. The Rav Shimon Sova, Apel Gav, we yochel, we vore, la hu Mide, we call him the Chosim, is Kona Atmei, we call him the Bure. Vo Omer Rav Yisit, Bar Meyum, Omer Rav Nachmen, Afal Pishe, Kima Yisra Biyisit, Rav Shimon, ביטאי כשני מודרון לפני רבי זיכור במקרא הזה שאותה עם אישו אוכמי שדור נחיכם הלוך את רמי אומר ההוא מטיסן משום לא אפקר את גיטי הוא דימס מצוות החיב משיעה לקרקע כלשהו וכל תבוכה בגיטי הווה לרבי זכות בגבוה בגיטי וכגן זה אין לגי תחיסו דיבינן דילהה בגיטי דחירות כולה לעבדה דילהה כה ומשמוכה לסילחה שכרב שימני כלומר היום בחירים אבל דיבורה פאו דינו, דרום הרבי סיפן היו מורה נחמן, שכיב מרשי כותב כל מחוסו, ויעבי לא מתחיל זה מחוס, זה מחיל זה בארץ, חיל מחוס מתחיל שכיב מהו, חיל זה בארץ שהיה עושה שם אחר, אהו תתקים לדורי, ישראל תשמע את זה באורך, אז חיל זה מחסה. So the Riz explains Chris Gita not in the sense of Sfira Zvori, but he explains it in the other sense, the other being of Chris. In other words, because the Odin remains, I mean, the Odin has a schus in the Shtar Shichur. The Odin has a schus in the Shtar Shichur. So in other words, because when he says, Kol Hotai Tmimoch, Chutz Misod Eplemis, so may that means that that star contains and embodies certain schusim that the organ has. Even though those schusim are schusim that have nothing to do with the shechot, have nothing to do with the shechot of the earth. It has to do with the matone of the nechotim. But that star embodies those schusim of the earth. So in the middle of Krishna is like, in other words, the gift should incorporate no schusim of the Baal. And the star shechot should incorporate no schusim. Should they incorporate no schusim of the Eved. And this star shechu is expressive of certain schusim that who has? The Eved, the Ordin has. So it's no good. It's no good. Even though the schus has nothing to do with the Bechirin status of the Eved. But that doesn't matter. Now we see the Rambam also is like that. The Rambam and the Chazaka. But I see that there is a afkemina between the Rambam and the Chazaka and the Rambam Kiyosha Mishnah and Peir. The Rambam mentions this aloha of Chutz Misod Eplemis, not only in connection with Shtar Shichu, it says, Kol Mechotai Tmimim Lechuloch. But even in connection with the Shach Shichu, it stated, "At me hold me hot like you more, put me so the plane." So, in such a case too, so the Shichu will not be in the head, says the Rambam. Now, who do you have it in connection with Kol Mechot? But, one would think if he says, "At me hold me hot like you more, put me so the plane," then it's certainly all right? No. The Rambam says that even if the star says, "Atzmicho nechotai knuimo, chutz misod eplemis," so it's no good. He's not Yitzvacheus. Well, I don't say the Rambam here. No, yes, yeah. Per Zion of Hilchat Avodim, Aloha Alef. Getshichu tzorich sheyin yonei, ve'lei no Hilchat Avodim. Getshichu tzorich sheyin yonei, dobo rakereis beinei leivin adeino. Ve'lei yishel ve'odeli bo'yitzchut. Ve'tzicho hakeset ve'avdei, atzmicho v'chol michot ha'knilo. Atzmicho v'chol michot ha'knilo. So that was the Shichu was mentioned separately. It's like two shtemot. Ishtar Shichu and Ishtar Matonot, but on one piece of paper. So I think about the Ask me how the whole of Hosai Kmilo, Chutz Mimok in Plenty, Chutz Mital is Plenty, and is a Kerei. But I get bottled, if she may get in the Eved Mishuchah, to recover me a Chutz in Kmum, Mechim Kokayit in the Bed. So he says that even if he says Atmicho, Vichol Mechot Aiknimo, Chutz Misod Eplemis, so the expression of Shichu has no shiurim. It's a separate expression, Atmicho, Vichol Mechot Aiknimo, Chutz Misod Eplemis. So it's no good. Why? Because it's not this. Now, even though it's two separate stories here, it's not even one star. It's a star. Is the Shtar Shichu and the Shtar Matone both written on the same piece of paper in one shot? So still it's no good. Why? Because there is a halacha in Chisus that if the Baal reserves certain schusim in the paper of the Shtar, so it's no good. Harei ze gitech almanash v'amiyor shali. So really great. So Rashi says the reason is to why Ari the Gitech am Nash am Yor Shalim is any Megereshes. So it's because the Messina is writing. It's not the real Messina. If he reserves the paper to himself. But the Rambam says that Ari the Gitech am Nash am Yor Shalim is no good. Why? Because Christus is writing. Why is this lacking? Because the Baal reserves schusim in the paper. Reserves schusim in the paper. So then it's a chisson interest. The Baal is not a very schusim in the direction. Not even in the paper of the gate. Not even in the paper of the gate. There is a Bible which says the Shita Mishita is supposed to reserve just the paper between one line and the other. So that's a Bible Mishita. Even that is a Bible Mishita. But if he reserves for himself the paper on which the deities of the star are written, so then it's certainly no good. So maybe even though it's two separate stories of it. Because he said, but since it's expressive of such schusim, in that paper there is expressive of certain schusim that are open head, so maybe Chris is right. That's in other words, so according to the Rif, and the Rif also says, because the oven has his schus in the star. In the star. The star is expressive of certain schusim that the oven has. So maybe Chris is right. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Chris doesn't mean sphere drawing here. But what does it mean? It means the Chris in the Gersh. The oven is not the head and it's schusim. Now, let's see now. The Shit is the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnei in Pei. הכסף נכות הבעלדי יוצא בחלק מפני שעבדי בכל נכות וכבור יקנו ראיתם ונמשיע קרקע כלשהו ואין אלי כל נכות בי ניסוי לו חוץ ממוקרי כבלי לא יוצא בחלק וזה עשה נכנו You see, you see immediately that the Rambam Pirush HaMishnei is divergent from the Rambam Yerach HaZochot because the Rambam in the Chazoko says, even in the case where he said, Ach Necho V'chol Nechot Ha'et Nehmo. In other words, he doesn't apply this halacha of Rav Meir just to the case of Chol Nechot Ha'et, where it's one version for the Shechor and for the Matan. Even if he said that the case. Because in the Shtar, the Rebbe has Chosi. But here he says, V'yimshi ha-katar ha-kol shu v'yam alay kol nechot ha'im yisun ha-lo chus ma-chutayim. In other words, back to the case of Chol Nechot Ha'im. You soon see, we look at the Chayr on the Sanitame. This is Shildal Sanitame, Shinchel Kinadibu. So he says, what's the reason of the Sanitame of Ramaya? Because we found in the Buran. We see how the Atnai told the Kufere. Uchim his no the Riva in the Boro. The historic we think of this is the Lake. Vauchim in the Shtachre Oere. We meet the Minchot in the Shintonim. But in the Yichet Shinamokim Shinis Nabei. Because the Shalom Yichet, they say, שרגיל שחלק על זה, וכאילו יש רב שימן, שואלים מהיר, שחלק עם הדיבור. מי שאה, פעולים דיבור. שרגיל יפה, זה פעולים דיבור. רב שימן זה פעולים דיבור. זה לא מן המילה כשיש לנו חוסן שיש לנו בגוף את שואלת. אלו מקום לחוסן שמי, לא חוץ מוקם כבר יהיו יוצא לחיורי. מכל מקום החוסן מלבד עמוק מהורי. ואפילו הוא יגדול את הלו לפי עמוק עם שיש נבי. ואם הוא שיין האחרים, זה לא עושה יותר לחיורי. ואף על פי שאלו מי שאלו אם יקים אין שאיץ אחר שאיץ למחוק עם הנוף מברורת וזה מיידי לרב שימן לא יום הוא באחר אין רצו אין מה כי כל זמן שלא יסתו בסרט בגוף הארץ כבר הוא באחר אין אחר שאיץ לא בסטס נחוסו שאיץ לא לארץ סוסו ושאיץ לא בכל חוסו שהוא יקנה מלאד פום אבל אם יסתו ביובסתם ואפיון ידו במועד ומחוץ מאחר נגיד שמחוסו כבר נכנס בחלק ההוא ולא יקטופי חלק מגוף הארץ מפני שהוא מן חוסר, ויוזמין עליו כחוד ביטרו, ואין הלוחת רב שימן. All right. Now, what is the Rambam? So, first of all, The Rambam says that the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon is in regard to the question whether Palgim is Dibur or not Palgim is Dibur. So the question is that the Gemara says that was the Halamin of the Gemara. But in the Maskomer the Gemara says that Rav Meir can also agree that Palgim is Dibur. Except if he clashed with Vite. Still, the Rambam says the reason why Rav Meir said we also Mechelel is because he holds where Palgim is Dibur. So that he can't say the Maskomer the Gemara. It's contrary to Maskome of the Gemara. Now, so it seems
that
he mentions Chutzpita too. He mentions Chutzpita too. Now, so it seems that the Rambam, when the Rambam uses in Pirusha Mishnah the expression, where Palgim Dibure, he says, Rav Shimon holds Palgim Dibure, and Rav Meir holds where Palgim Dibure. So the expression Palgim and Dibur, and Lay Palgim and Dibur, there in the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, does not have the same meaning as the expression Palgim and Dibur in our Gemara. In our Gemara, the expression Palgim and Dibur, the expression Palgim and Dibur has the meaning of what? Whether a shtar, whether shtar should bottle mixote, is bottle kule or Lay bottle kule. Now, you see, the Rambam and the Rajbo, they don't mention the Yerushalmi. Of a kiss in the hope of the Shmini Yod, and we're leaving the Shmini Yod, we're hiking the Yod. So that's what the Shloki says, that there's been Matonet to the one, as to whom the Indian are hiking, so he's valid. Rabbi Yechon says no, it seems valid in respect to the one, as to whom the Indian are hiking, so in other words, it seems valid in respect to the one, as to whom the ending are chaytis. Why? Because they should have been so for the kulu. So then the Yerushalmi says that this machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and the Shlokish is also told with the Shaila as to whether Evich Heavy Gita is because of the Kol Hot Aikniloch, whether he's Yechon and Chayel Shana. Now, so what is the relationship, what's the connection between this case of Elvich Yet the Chos of the Atzmach called Kol Chos HaKmiloch and the case of Akis is called Chos of Shnimi Odom? Well, the Shaila, the common Shaila involved is, as far as the Shaila of Elvich Yisrael is concerned, so it has no bearing here. But besides the Shaila of Elvich Yisrael, so Rabbi Akis is called Chos of Shnei Yodom, we have another Shaila. Whether Shtar Shebotul Mitzosei is Botul Kulei or not. We could say that it's a Loch in Shtar, that if Shtar is Botul Mitzosei, it has to be Botul Kulei. Besides the Loch of Shnei Yodom, it's Botul Kulei. Even when Kulei has nothing to do with Shtar, it can apply to Shtar also. It applies to Balpei, it applies to Shtar. There's another Shaila. With a star, so what makes something is bottle kulei or it's not bottle kulei. So assuming that now, you see, Rishayim has the kasha against the list, Rabbi Yochanan has the kasha against the list. The Yerushalmi equates the case of Akis and Chos of Shnei Yodom waving Chayim Zeh, Chayim Zeh, with the case of ever changing. It is the Chos of the Kol Mechotai Knuim Oroch. And so Mele seems the Uri Pasch like Chos, that Atz Mekol Mechotai Knuim Oroch, so Mele we should Pasch in the case of Akis and Chos of the Shnei Yodom, that even though the Matone to the Rome, as to whom the Indian are craving, is bottled, but the Matone is to as to the one they are hiking should be kosher. Still, there is baskins like Rabbi Yechon and not like the Shlokish. So Rabbi Ephraim is chilek on the list, and he says that we have to pass like the Shlokish. Why do we have to pass like the Shlokish? Because the Shalom equates one with the other, and here we have to pass like Chodesh. So maybe there too we have to pass like the Shlokish. That Akis and Chodesh in order, where he is chilek on the day, chilek on the day. So Mitech Shatel in the day, so Tel in the day now. So how does the Rambam answer that kasha? So the Rambam answers kasha very simply. He says that the whole that the whole equation between the case of Achid in the Chosek Vishnei Nerevah and the case of every Chahidi Gita in the Chosek they call the Chosek Nerevah is only if we say like Cheshvot. Now what does Cheshvot say? That Achid is the Chosek Vishnei Nerevah. Hakeit is the chosok mishnei miyadam, where he became a zero chesem a day. So even though the matone is bottle, let's say, to shimen, because the even are training of shimen, but the tzuruvay, two mekani matone, one is ruvay, one is shimen. Shimen is the kovat today. But the tzuruvay, so the matone is kaya. Matone is kaya. So Mileva, in other words, he holds that the Surah Tavish Mani Vashabatul Kulo cannot apply. Why can't it apply? Because it's two ideas. The Shloki shows it's two ideas. And we, by two ideas, we don't say really Shabatul Kulo. But look. But then another Shaila is involved. Who? So it's not possible, it doesn't become possible on the scholar of Tavish Shabatul Kulo. Of this Rahman Kaul Kulo. But let it be bottled on the basis of Winkal Dini Bure. In other words, Tashi bottle is not a bottle kurei, nothing is, but a special aloha of shtore. That if shtar was executed to be effective in two capacities, or to in respect to two individuals, and it became invalid in one capacity, or in respect to one individual, so let it become bottle in the other capacity, in respect to the other individual, Tashi bottle is not a Boko Kurei, in other words, that means no Faldinon, the Bore. So, Rishlokish holds that what? Rishlokish holds that Faldinon the Bore. So, Mimela Rishlokish will have to say that by every Chahidi Gita, the Chosin, they call the Chosin Kiel, or even though the Chosin is not Kiel, because there is no Kiel, so it starts about Boko Mixote, but still, as we call it, this is how Rishlokish will have to say. But that doesn't mean that according to Rabbi Yechanan, what Rabbi Yechanan says that the Achid is the Chosek Vishnei Nerevah, where even Chosek was there or Chosek was there. So really, since they are trading to Shimon, so the Matonet to Reuven is also bottle, that he must reject Robert Dean of actually calling the Chosek Vishnei Nerevah. No, because over there, Rabbi Yechanan says that the Matonet to Reuven is bottle. Rishlokish holds that Palgina the boy. So Mimela Rishlokish will have to say that by every Chahidi Gita in the Chosin they call the Chosin Kiel, or even though the Chosin is not Kiel because there is no Kiel, so it starts a bottle mix of A, but still, as we call it, this is how Rishlokish will have to say. But that doesn't mean that according to Rabbi Yechanan, or Rabbi Yechanan says that the Achid is the Chosin of Shnei Nodem, where even Chosin was there, or Chosin was there. So maybe since they are trading to Shimon, so the Matonet to Reuven is also bottle, that he must reject Robert Dean of actually calling the Chosin Lo Yikone. No, because over there, Rabbi Yechanan says that the Matonet to Reuven is bottle because of the Aloche of Eidish Abot Mitzvoto. But the Kumo, my day can hear the Dean of Eidish Abot Mitzvoto, the Kumo has no Shaykhet. So what's the shayla that's involved here, whether you say Talgin and Dibur, or what is Talgin and Dibur, whether Shash or Bokum Sotei is Bokum Kulei, or what is Bokum Kulei? So Rabbi Yechanan can hold the Shash or Bokum Sotei, is what is Bokum Kulei?
It's not that. We all did not much on a Yachizki, Rabbi Damliel, she read him Chesmi. She read him Chesmi again. Lui she tzorech la'as eskein, ala tikin she lamit lehem la'as eskein, shal nitztor kholeni misireh, כי שהיא רצו להריס לראיה שטר והגד אבל אם בואים לשמח לך תחילה הייתי מסיר את גד מסתה
וגבי אבן שהיא בגיד גד גיד אין לחוס את זה לכל מחוס את כאילו לוח תתיד לא יהיה
הוא הייתי איש תעשה בגיד מחוס משבוני מקומי לפרסט
היא מקומת אבל אלה בגיד זה תפוי סלע להרבי יחנן גבי הכיסת כל מחוס את בשני מאוד אמבואים לפעמים הזה או חייתם הזה זה במתון המסבוקו on the score of Eidish Abot Mitzvot Kulo, that in the middle of here we have to reject Chovet Din? No, because then we have two questions to consider. First, the question of Eidish Abot Mitzvot Kulo, and then the question of Talgin and Dibur, and Talgin and Dibur. So the real three passages like Rabbi Yechanan, they are not on the score of Talgin and Dibur. Hitatku, from the score of the Yishimotu Tzoto, but the Kulo, but as far as the question of how the boy is concerned, so he passed to fight for it, the better change is made, because of the Kulo Chotek Nuroch, so you host him more Kone, at me Kone, because Shtar Shemotu Mishtose, more about the Kulo, more about the boy. So in other words, so Paldin on the Bure here means what? Shtar Shemotu Mishtose, more about the Kulo. Even though the Shtar was executed as both as the Shtar Matone and the Shtar Shichu, and became Bottle as the Shtar Matone, so he does not become Bottle as the Shtar, Shichu. So the Gemore in the Hadamine held thought, the more in the Hadamine thought, that the reason as to why Rav Meir says that Moyotim Achayim, even in the case of Chutz Misore Poyim Yisvein Olam Yisvore, why? Because of where Paldin and Dibure. Which did not put Paldin and Dibure? Of Shtar Shebotu Mitzote, but of Dibure. See if the Shtar performed on its face to be the Shtar of Matone, and the Shtar Shichu, and it becomes Botu as the Shtar Matone, so immediately it becomes Botu as the Shtar Shichu. That was the time of Hebeer, and that was in the time of Pachinimor, the Shtar Shebotu Mitzote, Shtar Shebotu Mitzote, and it was Botu Kule. So that even though it became Botu as the Shtar Matone, always, whenever we get to the chairs, to a Shtar Shichu, so it's not that he becomes the Shuchar, because the Shtar directly is the Shachar. No. Shtar Shichu operates through Hakner. It's not like Get. Get, so the Aloch is the Get. Affects the world, affects the rest. The get itself, the Nisina Taget, we are the buyer of the Isha, affects the severance, the separation between the husband and the wife. That the Shtar Shichu is not like that, it seems from the Rambam. It's not that the Shtar Shichu affects Shichu, makes them into the fairy. No. Shichu really means Hakneh from the organ to the all the way to the left. That's Shichu. That's Shichu by definition. Get, it's not like that. You can say that get by definition means hakmele of the Baal. That the Baal is makne the Isha to the Isha. I mean, there is no such thing. He is das makne. That's the das that is required. The das Baal is the das makne. But it doesn't operate, the creation doesn't operate directly to Akne, I mean in the same way, let's say, as Akne Sode, as Ishtar Matone, let's say, how is the Matone effective? Let's say, I am Akne Sode, so in other words, I am Akne the Sode! So by Gerashin, so how does the Gerashin work? How is the Gerashin affected? The Baal, through the Get, so he affects the separation between him and his wife. Mashiinki Bashtar Shichu, so it's not that it operates directly as a Shichu. No. Shichu, by definition, operates as the Akneye of the Evet to the Evet. It's Akneye Tatme. Shichu, by definition, is Akneye Tatme. Otherwise, you can't understand the Rambam. One second, please, let me finish it. Shichu, by definition, is Akneye Tatme. Is Akneye Tatme. Now, for example, the faith is Mechadish Yechidesh, that every Shtar Shichu, that the Shalom Yishmo, and if it is Mitaiti of the Eved, so then it can be Mishachar, the Kinyan Memin of the Eved. On the basis of which Aloche, on the basis of Hakneh Tafneh, the Eved. So maybe the Kinyan Memin is Poka, but of course the Kinyan Yitzah wouldn't be Poka. Well, that's a very big Chidesh, because in case it's mistaken that in the case where the Shichu is ineffective for both the Kinyan Momen and the Kinyan Nisa, so maybe it cannot be effective for the Kinyan Momen alone either. You see? Well, that's not a question. But whether the Shichu is effective, so the Shichu doesn't operate directly through Shichu as such. but the shichur operates through the medium of the hakne, of the hakne of the other kibbutz. It's a curious hakne. And it's when the odin, is mishachar the heavens, what does it mean is mishachar the heavens? The heaven is called to the odin. Even as far as the kinyanisa is concerned, it's a kinyan. It's a kinyan, it's a real kinyan. He's the property of the heaven in Monument and in Israel. So anyway, so when the Eved is the Odin is Mishachar the Eved, what does he do? In the same way as he is Machne Yisodet to someone. So he is Machne the Eved to the Eved. So Stashicho means that it's Achnois Atme Yerachne Shalev. So anyway, when he said, Kol Yichotai Kmeinu Lo, Chutz Misodet Laim, what does he mean? In other words, he is makne certain nechosim to the Eved, including which nechosim? The Eved himself to the Eved. So in other words, so it's not that the shicho takes place, takes effect separately, and the transfer of the nechosim takes effect separately. It's one chaleid, because the shicho operates through akne et akne. So anyway, when he says Chut Misodot Vayit, it's like being Mishael and a neighbor of the Eved. It's like being Mishael and a neighbor of the Eved. Why? Because we see from the Rambam, if the Shichor operated directly, in the same way as Gerash operated. Gerash certainly does not operate by being Makhed Misha to the Misha. But how does Shaykh to say the Misha to the Misha? What is it? The Misha is He the king wishes, in the wishes, so he gives away the king wishes to ourselves. I mean, that wouldn't make any sense. So, Kirish means Kirish, he's the Galashia, that's all. And the gift affects Kirish and affects the separation. In the marital relationship between the husband and wife. So we could say Shtashichu also the same way. It's not that Shichu basically is the Hakmeir of the forever to the Eved. But basically it's a shichu. If he is the shuchah, so really belongs to himself. And the chayim belongs to himself. No, from the Rambam it's mashma, the shichu basically operates for akno of the Eved to the Eved. So really, when he says, kol mechotai knun loch to the Eved, so it's not that the shichu takes, the chaleis of the shichu is separate and the chaleis of the of the Hakneus Nechotim is separate. No! It's one Chaleis! He is Makne all the Nechotim to the Eved, including the Eved himself to the Eved. And both Hakneus are held together. The Eved does not become Mishucha separately. The Eved becomes Mishucha because the Eved happens to be one of the Nechotim, owned by the Eved. And he is Makne all the Nechotim as a unit to the Eved. The Eved himself being one of the Nechotim. It's not Akne. So maybe if he says Chutz Misodet Vayit, see the Shichur of the Eved has to take place as part and parcel of the of one Akne of the Nechotim to the Eved. And he was Mishayah and Yom Tomer. So it's like being Mishayah and Rizah in the Eved himself. So that's why it's not how. That's why it's not how. So he says, so the Rambam says, why is it so? Because Rav Meir holds Roi Palvin Dibure. But when the Rambam says here, Rav Meir holds Roi Palvin Dibure, so Roi Palvin Dibure doesn't mean the same concept of Palvin Dibure mentioned by the Gemara. When the Gemara uses the expression Palvin Dibure, Roi Palvin Dibure, it means Tashabot Mikzot Shabot Kulay. Roi Palvin Dibure means Tashabot Mikzot Shabot Kulay. And Roi Palvin Dibure means Tashabot Mikzot Shabot Kulay. In other words, a star which is both, which has the aspect of Shtahaton, and also has the characteristic of Shtah Shichu. And if he becomes bottle as a star, he becomes in effect in the Shtahaton. So the question is, does it remain Kayo as a Shtah Shichu or not? That's the Shaila in Talmud and Dibur. So the Adam of the Gemara was, the Chameya Shita was, מוי פאוזן אדי בורא, ושטר שבות ומקצוע שבות וכולי, נאו דגמר את זו, רמי אי לגויס, ושטר שבות ומקצוע שאי, מוי בות וכולי. But the reason is why he says, לא יוצא מחירים, is because there was one הקנוי, of the everything level, and before the other one hot into the level. Now suppose he would say, ask me how. Now you see, because the Mishnah is not in line with the Ramani Lachadokho. Suppose he would say, ask me how in the hot I knew you wrong. Who's the first place? Then, according to the Rambam, there's a Mishnah that Mila would be made it, that the Eved is Yotz Lachayos. Why? Because then it's already, then it's already too short. It's Ishtar Masoneh separately, and it's Ishtar Shira separately. So true that there is a shiur in the Hakneye of the Nehotim, but in the Hakneye of the Eved, there is no shiur. And what does shichu mean? Shichu means the Hakneye of the Eved to the Eved. Hakneye is Hakneye. That's shichu by definition. So if he says, if he writes in the Shtar, at shichu, v'chot ha'kneye, chutz v'chot the claim. Then it would be good according to Rameya. Why? Because then there would be a shiur in what? In the Akneya of the Chotim. But in the Akneya, in the Shashichu itself, in the Akneya of the Eretz, in the Eretz, in the Shashichu itself, there is no shiur. Masha'inkei is the test, call the Chotai Shmini Lohut Tisha the Flamin. And Rameya holds 1,000 in the Bura. What does 1,000 in the Bura mean? So the Rambam doesn't mean by 1,000 in the Bura the same meaning that the Gemara means by 1,000 in the Bura. Wenn die Gemara sagt, dass man die Gemara nicht, Stahl, Schubert und Mikrofe, wo ist das so cool? Wenn der Rambam sagt, dass man sich nicht mehr mit der Gemara, it means that we don't separate the one expression into two expressions. In other words, Reb Shimon holds Paul Dino de Boer. So the more easy to say Paul Dino de Boer, so when he says, Kol Mechotai Kmei Loch, it is just as if he says, Ask me Kol Mechotai Kmei Loch. Reb Shimon holds Paul Dino de Boer. What is the problem with the Bura in the Rambam Beresha Mishneh? It means we don't divide it into two expressions. So if you say, Kol Mechotai, so it's Kol Mechotai. It's not like Ask Mechol Mechotai Kmei Loch. So, since he holds 1,000 in the Bura, so Kol Mechotai cannot be reduced into Ask Mechol Mechotai. So maybe what does it mean? It's one star. What is it? One star Akneye. He's Mishachre Be'emet, how? As part and parcel of the general Akneye of the Nechotim. There is one item of the Nechotim. He gives away all these Nechotim to the Eretz. There is himself being one of the items that he gives away to the Eretz. And how does Eretz, how can the Eretz become Shukha? Not separately. Not by Shichu as such, but by being part and parcel of the Nechotim that he is not to it. Some of the Eretz is Shiorim, either Akneye in the Shichu itself, like the Shiorim of one Eretz in the Gufa Eretz. Masha'inke in Rav Shimon, he holds Paldin of the Bure. What is Rav Shimon? What is Rav Shimon of Paldin of the Bure? That we divide the expression called Nechotai as if he says, as if he says, Ask me for Mechotai Kmei Loch. So in the end, if he says, suppose he said, Ask me for Mechotai Kmei Loch. Then, the Shichu will take place separately, not as part and parcel of the Nechotim, of the other Nechotim, of the general Nechotim. So in the end, so there is no Shichu in the Gufa Eretz, there is no Shichu in the Shichu. So there is no Shichu, which is it? Masha'inke, according to the Mega, he holds 1,000 of the boy. And what is the 3,000 is good? So there's no Yisir in our Gemara. 3 hours Gemara says that Rameya agrees the 1,000 in the Bura. So when the our Gemara uses the expression 1,000 in the Bura, it means the Deen of Shtar Shabbat Mitzvot and Oipa to Kulay. So in the Chanam, Rameya agrees the Shtar Shabbat Mitzvot and Oipa to Kulay. But Rameya holds the other Deen of 1,000 in the Bura. That the same expression cannot be reduced into two expressions. So since it's going to be reduced to two expressions, so there's a shiur and there's a shiur. Masha'inke Rav Shimon, he holds that for the same expression is reduced to two expressions. So the shiur is only that knowledge of the chosin, not in that knowledge of the emet himself to the emet. You see, so in other words, the expression talgimim dibure, when talgimim dibure, in the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, is not, does not have the same meaning as the expression talgimim dibure, le talgimim dibure in the Gemara. In the Gemara, talgimim dibure, le talgimim dibure means the shayla of shtar, shabat mustaf, the bottle kulei, or le bottle kulei. In the Rambam, talgimim dibure means whether the one expression used for the Eved and the Nechosi can be reduced into two expressions, or it cannot be reduced into two expressions. So in other words, if it can be reduced into two expressions, then it's kishtoret. Then it's kishtar shichol separately, and it's kishtar mayonet separately. But, and if we say no talgimim dibure, so then it's one shtar. If it's one shtar, so the least that's right to the mechayim is not because of shtar shabot mitzotei, is bottle kulei, three shtar shabot mitzotei, is bottle kulei. But then there is a shio, there's a chisol chise, there's a shio in the shichol itself. Like the shio of the eva of the eva. There's a pshat in the Rambam. All right, now but, from the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh, it's mashma, the teacher is saying so many words, atzmicho chosakiru, chutz mishadet vayni, and everybody will agree that it's just like this. Whereas the Rambam Yerach HaZoto says the reverse. So there will be a different chicken.
What? According to Rambam, most of the so first the mayor of my question is Rambam. And so what's the time that you won't be up for Ferris?
What?
According to the mayor, they posted there's no favor pieces in the top, I don't have favor pieces.
According to the Rambam, Rambam Pirush HaMishneh.
Yes, it's first of all.
Because, no, not Tfilas Dvarim. According to Rambam, it's nothing to do with Tfilas Dvarim, this criteria. Because there is a shiur in the shichur itself. Because the shichur operates as the haknoi of the Eved to the Eved. When he's makne even chotin to the Eved, so then he's not mishakre the Eved separately. He's makne the Eved to himself as part and parcel of the general property that he's makne the Eved.
What is that?
So then a shield. So then a shield wouldn't matter. So even though there is a shield,
the
good
part.
That's not there. So then the shield would be valid even though there is a shield in that way of there.
Is there any way? The sheer non-problem of the evidence itself, if the complete evidence is being marked.
No, but the evidence, you see, it's not that the shichur does not operate as directly a shichur. The shichur operates according to Rambam Pirush HaMishneh as a haknoye to the gufe. Haknoye tatsme to the evidence.
Yeah.
Haknoye tatsme to the evidence. So, and he was not makne just the evidence to the evidence. He was makne all the nechotim to the Eved. The Eved being one of the nechotim. See, there is a shiur, so there is a shiur in the shichur. In the haknoyah, so there is a shiur in the shichur. And any shiur in shichur is invalid, makes the shichur invalid. What?
You're
wrong, you're
not
going to be sure that Shichur is not that small. You're not going to be sure that you're not going to be sure that Shichur is
not
that small. But you're not going to be sure that you're not going to
be
sure that you're not going to be sure that you're not going to be sure that you're not going to be sure that you're not going to be sure that you're not going to be sure that you're not going to be sure that you're not going to it's not necessary to resort to it.
According
to Rambam Yerachim Tohim, the Bore means a bottle, it's just about the bottle of Kula. According to Rambam Yerachim Tohim, correct? No, in the Gemara here, Tohim, the Bore certainly means the question of Shash, about the bottle of Kula. You see, I said that the Rambam, the expression Tohim, the Bore, the Rambam Yerachim Tohim, literally means something else. Whether we reduce the one expression into two expressions, or not. If we say Talgimim Dibure, so the Kol Chotai is the same as Atmi Kol Chotai, if we say the Talgimim Dibure, as Rav Meir says, so Kol Chotai cannot be reduced to Atmi Kol Chotai.
Wait, did
Rambam say Shishai Kaidah
in the
Gemara,
or
Rambam
Gavon
was in the Gemara? No, no, they did. Talgimim Dibure here in the Gemara means the question was whether Stasi was talking about Mekure. And for me, the Mekure in the Rambam Drosha Mishnah means whether we divide the one expression into two expressions or not.
Is Rambam Drosha Mishnah
when the Rambam says in Drosha Mishnah, did you look through the lesson of the Rambam Drosha Mishnah? When the Rambam says in Drosha Mishnah that Rav Meir, the reason why Rav Meir says no yet Becher is because he holds way Pauvin the Gura. So he means way Pauvin the Gura in the sense that we cannot reduce the term Konuchotai into Akri Konuchotai. That's all it means. He doesn't mean that Shtar Shabbat is not the bottle for it. No, he's not giving it to him. No, you see, according to the Rambam, so the reason is why the Meir says, well, what's the Meir is because since it's proposed and it's faith to transfer, to be Mishach Ebele, and also to be Makhle, to be Chosin to the Ebele, and he becomes Boko in Ishtamaton, because only the Meir is a son. So the Meir is Tash about Mitzotei, he's about Ukulei, and the Shecho also becomes Boko. That's the time of Remeya. So the Gemara is the Teretz, no, that's not the time of Remeya. The time of Remeya, Remeya also is in the Shtash of Mokhmet Sotori. No, he was to Kurei. But the reason why Remeya says, well, you're not to Mechirin, because there is a Shia in the Gufa Emet. So then the Rambam comes and says, why is there a Shia in the Gufa Emet? Suppose he says, Atmich on Chosai, there would be a Shia in the Gufa Emet. Then the Shia would be only in the Chosai, not in the Emet. So why is this different? Because no Talmud Gufa Emet cannot reduce the expression Kol Chosai into Atmich on Chosai. Whereas a Shia knows that we do reduce the expression of Kol Chosai into Atmich on Chosai.
So
Rambam
explains why the water
is... That's right. Yeah.
Why is it
because
of the
shear?
He doesn't give all the
fucking.
I mean, it can always be
after
the other without the
fucking
altogether.
I mean, all yeah, of course you can. Yeah, of course you can. But even when he's not there, he's not there, he operates as the actual aspect today. So maybe when he's not there, maybe the fucking today, so the shikhu operates as one part of the general fucking. You see?
You see what I mean? Yeah, but why is it? I don't understand why it's just like any shear in the oven itself. I mean, it's not no, so he doesn't give all the fucking. So why is it worse than when
he
doesn't
give all the fucking? Shear in the knowledge of the oven. Because there is no separate acne on the oven to the oven. There is one acne on the hot to the oven. Including the oven. Oh, you see? Let's say, could you say now, when I am acne on the hot to the certain person, let's say Sayamakna, let's say this house and this field and so on and so forth. Could you say it's a separate acne and the house, it's a separate acne and the field? No, it's one acne of all the houses. So when it says Kol Chosai, I feel you to the Eretz. So it's not that he's Mishachaya, he's Makna, the Eretz to the Eretz separately, and the other houses to the Eretz separately. No, he's Makna, all the houses to the Eretz. And the Eretz is just part of the houses. That are mixed into the
earth.
Of course,
there
is no need for a good thing, but I'm sorry,
you have a
kinyan.
This
is more... No, but that's not it. If there hadn't been a deal of treated, so then, so a shield in the kinyan wouldn't be invalid in the shichol. Because of that, look how treated. So a shield in the aknoye of the shichol, invalid
the
whole
thing. No, but not that if you have my fault, the water is very boring. I'm not
So then, even though there is a shield in the Aknoye of the Eved, to the Eved, it would still be valid.
But how can it be valid?
Why not?
What part of the Eved is into itself? Is it a shield or what part of the
Eved
is into itself?
One part is not mixed into itself. He is Mach, the whole Eved he becomes coming to the area. Except that other things are taken out. And the other things are not really transferred separately. I mean, it's one aknoya of everything. Everything is given away to the Eved, as a unit. Everything. The other mechot in the Eved himself. So in many ways, the shiur of the Sotah is the shiur in the aknoya of the Eved. And aknoya of the Eved, that's shichu. That's the definition of shichu. When you say shichu, so according to Ramzor Shamishne, it means aknoya to the Eved to the Eved.
That's shichu. That's what
Rambam
says.
It's like the shiur of Boron Vivoy.
But
the... And you can know, of course, if you desire 1 foot of the Eved, so the Eved will have an Eitel Chayel. Why not? Because of Kribel. So probably if you're going to the Eved, Kol Guf Chom Yishukha, Chut Miredo, Chut Miredo Acha. So the Eved will have an Eitel Chayel.
We're not to do anything from
Kribel. Kol Guf Chom Yishukha, Chut Miredo Acha. Yes, why? Why? Because why not? Why not? Why the other aknoyos so you can mishaya? If you are maknei sode, so you can say that I maknei the whole sode, chutz the end of the part of the corner. So I'm not maknei.
Would you like to say that the whole sode is the exception of the entire corner?
But the other one, though, you would like to make it the maknei. All right, so anyway. Now, okay. All right, that's all for today. Now, we have to cover some ground. Now, next time, Sunday, so we have to cover the whole Gemara up to Kol Gech Yishol of Eitz Kusi. All right.
Now we left off with the Gemara about Tesla days. Bishlevi Rabbanon, Miyana Mimite Hode Rameya. El Rameya Miyana Mimite Mai. So according to Rabbanon, so the million of the Bishlevi Dvorin, so is Mimite Rameya. Now that there are only three things in which Shechura, Avodim, and Gidim Roshim are the same. But let's say, Ligabi Chazore, so it's not the same. Because by Shechur, so he cannot be Chazir, and by Get, he can be Chazir. And Rameya, he says, could you read me about Bo? So what does it intend to be in mind? So there's this four things. But not the fifth thing. What is it? What does it intend to be in mind? Only four things. Shichur avodim in the Moshe Mara say. We meet them high. The Moshe says we meet them all the time. Anything she needs in the Moshe. I mean, no, you're a holok. We meet them all in the Moshe Mara. So if they don't know how to sign the name, so then the halacha is that others tear out in the paper, and then they will fill it up with yoy. Now, the two pshotim, according to Rashi, it means that they make a chikike, they engrave in the paper, in the cloth, and then they will fill up the engravement with yoy. So, it does not involve the shayla, as Tesis points out, it does not involve the shayla of Ksav or Gabi Ksav, because since it's Niker here, the Gyoi, it's an altogether different kind of Ksive. So then, Ksav will be certainly Ksav. But according to Rashi, Mikav Yoholot means that other people just engrave in the parchment. And then they even put in Gyoi. According to the Rach, it means that that they put, let's say, a blank paper, they take a blank paper and they put it upon parchment, and then they tear out the Shemis Oedim on the blank paper. So, and then the Oedim come and they fill in the Kohen Idiot. So then it's a real Ksiva, it's an original Ksiva, it's not Ksav on Gavik Sav. According to Rashi Pshat, it involves the union of Ksav on Gavik Sav. But it is Ksav. But according to the Rashi Pshat, it's an initial Ksiva, it's not Ksav on Gavik Sav. Now it's like it's stencil. So that's the two shot. So Mikaram and Yoholok, and Mimalim is a Kohen Idiot. Omer Hashem Gamliel, Damei Dvor Mamurim. So in other words, the Bigitinosh. So only Bigitinosh realized this kind of chasine by Mikarim Yehem Yocholot. Avon Shichur Avod Mishor Kala Shtorek, but other Shtorek. And even Shichur Avod in Eidom Dolaoi. Of course, Mid Rai say it's kosher in all Shtorek. But Mid Rabonon, it's not good in all Shtorek. But Bigitinosh, because of the Gimei Amitah. So only that didn't know she. But that by other stories, not even by Shtar Shichor. Even though Shtar Shichor also involves Igune, but the degree of Igune that is involved in Shtar Shichor is not the same as the degree of Igune that is involved by Gidenoshi. So in regard, let's say, to the Fonechtam for Elechtam, so the degree of Igune that is involved in Shichor is enough to be later. Mashenkin, to be Matia, this kind of Chsine, so we require the degree of Igune that is Shayach David Yitnoshi. But the degree of Igune that is Shayach by Shtar Shichor is not enough to be Matir, this kind of Chsin. So Bamed Lahab Mered Yitnoshi, which you have on the Shokar Shtore, Tim Yidim Likhis Elachtim Chayim, Vimav Yitnoshi. So the Gemara explained that, I mean, who was talking about Kriya, about reading it? Kriya Mandich HaShmei, so the Gemara is Chasur Anach, so Rokot Onet. So Bamed Lahab Mered So, alright. Now, the Rashi, Miyam Rishona Bishleisho. So, in other words, so, according to Rav Meir, who says, to Chediv Rav Meir Barbo, so in four things, Kitinosh Shavodim are the same. But not regarding Mikarno Yoholok. So by Gidinoshim it is allowed, by Shichavodim, it's not allowed. So, the number four is Mimayit Yoholok. In regard to the Yoholok, Gidinoshim Shichavodim are not the same. It's mutter, tabi git noshim, but tabi shechavot. Mikarim yocholot misartim reish misakar anyo, eshvei seidim, bo yoidim baot hakoin yon. Bikit noshim, ishub takol et agunet. Shemel yiet eze amgari, shmifriz dayam, o misuko, ishereit, o peohuid. Vaitis, mikarim yocholot, pire bekuntres misart. Afo gav, dikhtiki chshir eksivek, meksa, kotsa ksav al gavitav, le pinkes. So the question is, the other people who engrave it with the sakim, so they make Iksav. Then when they even fill it up with Yoi, so it's Iksav or Iksav, so it's a subject, it should be subject to the Shaila whether Iksav or Iksav is Iksav or in Iksav. Hochel Hosh Iksav or Iksav, that is their day. Then Tang Siri Gmure, El Shereish Iksav, Kil Lachtim or Iksav. So one reason as to why it doesn't involve the Shaila or Iksav, because the initial Iksav is not Iksav or Gmure. Then, that's when they are going to be Sikroch, Shem Iksav, 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 Afal pisha sikro levado iksav, even though the sikro is certainly iksav gomor, but the answer is, inasmuch as the geuri represents a different type of iksav, so then iksav really is iksav. So when do we say that iksav on gab iksav in iksav, if it's the same type of iksav? So certainly here, I mean, even if we consider the seal as iksav, but the Jewry, that's a different type of stuff. Sometimes after the Bible itself, Avo Roshim Mikarim Mashmet, Pirashakun Kher. The Avo Roshim Mikarim Mashmet, ואחתי ראשונית כמי יוחלו, כמכר אולו שמסעידים, מי רעיבה, ומסים את האוכלב שהגט כוסבי, יומבו ומהיד למעל את הכהן ג'י, ומכיר את הכסיב על גבי בגט. So it's not an Indian of כסב על גבי כסב, it's an initial כסב, לכל רשם. בירושל מפוריך, ועל כסב רישיינו, תאירו שבין הגט יוחל יתקיים זכי שמאל. So you cannot, in other words, it will not be Nikya. So any peculiar out of way of writing on the part of the Eidim, because it will look in accordance with the Kriya made by the other people. So how can it be Niskayim? Niskayim means that Eidim recognize this is the signature of those witnesses who purport to be the signature. But in this, so it must have the special earmark of the signature of the Eidim. But here, when they fill it up with joy, the name fill up with joy, so it will look in accordance with the career made by the other people. So it will not have the special earmark of the chassidim of the Eidim. Because it will look the, according to the way the career was made. So it cannot be Niskayim. ומשנה כשהירכו באמת הקרואים ואידים מלו לגמרי כל רכב הקרא so ממילא then it will have its own peculiar earmark so it will be capable of being authenticated, of being identified כאילו לפני מלחיסי ולהב איד מפני so the question arose into his mind now if they don't know how to read so others read for them so and they did And so it should involve the psula of Eidim Kerei. After all, they didn't see the mice. So Taylor says, no, it doesn't involve the psula of Eidim Kerei. Because those who read for them, they do not testify as to the Gereshin, as to the Kinyan, as to nothing but a Mishayim or the Baal. They don't testify as to... They only testify, that is those that read, say, the contents of the shtar are so and so. So if they testify as to the key in itself, then it would involve any grace. But they just say that the contents of the shtar are so and so. And that's their direct observation. Those that read, by reading it, they directly observe the contents of the shtar. So Mamele, when two people read for them, so they in effect testify that the contents of the star are so and so. That's direct agode. Eidim Kerei is only if a person who did not observe the Maise testifies. He heard it from someone else. But here, the thing, the matter in respect to which he testifies is the contents of the star. And the contents of the star, so the Kerim, they directly observe it, and they testify it. And the Eidim, so they can sign on it. Oy, al shem shikach kosu bishtar, ubo yishtayim kirin. Oy, atlu yoch. Ki Rav Nachman mishapcha b'dayim edisoyim. In other words, if the dayim is Rav Nachman, before whom everyone is afraid, of whom everyone is afraid, so then even if the Kerei is a single person, let's say Yeseisa, and he reads it before Rav Nachman, before whom he has Eilese, so it's good. Why is it good? Not because I say this, but because we are it. So that's a biru. In other words, since he is Mirka, so he wouldn't misrepresent the contents of the Shtar. Alright, now the Gemara Sikash. Visureke. Now, here we say, that there are only three things in respect to which the notion of Shechavodi are analogous. But there are more than three things. Ike, Othoi, Mertnu Gedrish, Ushtar Shechuz al Avdi, Umeis, Lo Yisru Lachamise. Kum on a replay, Ni Umeis, Yisru Lachamise. So the Gemara Sekashe, why do we mention only three things in respect to which you know the Avodim are analogous? There is something else that's in respect to the case where the barashtar died. Let's say, if he says Knigadolish, and then he died, and then or he says Knishtar Shechodalei, Abdi, and then the Odin died. So the aloha is in both. In the Tishon is Rabudim that Lo Yitzulach Amise Knu Mono Mitrei Niu Mei Yitzulach Amise. So why does he say only three things? It must have all another thing. They are analogous in respect to four together. The Gemara is a terror. Kiko tell him who tried to be stored. In other words, when the Pleiter says Vishwai Shetrochim Shavu Gitinoshin Shecha Avodim, it only mentions three things in which Gitinoshin Shecha Avodim others are analogous and which do not apply to other stories. But if Gitinoshin Shecha Avodim are analogous, but it's also common to other stories, that he doesn't mention. He mentions only the three things which are peculiar only to Gidei Noshe Shechavodim, which do not apply to, which are not common to Shtar Shtoreh. But the disaloche of Knu, yet Zelish the Shtar Shechos La'avdim, Lipo Yitlach HaMiseh, so it's not peculiar only to Gidei Noshe Shechavodim. It's common to Shtar Shtoreh, to Knu Shtar Matonezeh, to claim. And then the Meisein would die. So the Shliach cannot give it Lachamisa, in Shtar Lachamisa. So since it is something that is common to other stories too, it's not mentioned the Brayse. The Brayse mentions only things that are only peculiar to Gittin Noshin Havadim, which are not common to other stories. But you see, the story is not the Shalach Havim Shri Rav Hui, Avi Yedin, the Shalach Havim Shri Rav Hui, Mishim Rabbeinu, Shri V'Rashom Atisui, Tnu Mamele Pleinu, Umeis, Enkeisu, Umeis, Shemon Gomor Atzmei Yisrael B'Shtar V'in Shtar El Lachamise. So even though Shchiz Mera says it, and by Shchiz Mera we have a loche that the Kiyan takes effect B'Shat Mise, so as far as the Matan of Shchiz Mera is concerned, so we do not apply the loche of the Matan of Lachamise. But with the Shchiz Mera said Kisru, so then his intention might have been to transfer to Ishtar, since his intention was to transfer to Ishtar, so the dinim of Shtoreh supplies, and by Ishtar there cannot be Rachamis. Ishtar cannot be Rachamis. So this halacha of Yitra Rachamis is not peculiar to Gidei Noshe Shechavodim. It applies to all Shtoreh. That's why the Brayse doesn't say. Brayse only mentions Bishlei Shetrochim things that are peculiar to Gidei Noshe Shechavodim. Not the Rashi. The Yitra Rachamis. ואפילו רבונן דאמרי שחרור עבודים סחוסו, לא אוכל לא משהו דפונו, נאי דרוכה זוכה בי. ולמות לו מידע, נאי רבונן, לכל כמה דרמות כדאי ידע, אם היה במשוחו, וכיו נמאס קודם, סור לא היה בשחרור השיחו, נפלו רשוס המילאי, וחיו רשוס שוש, נערה שבוס בבל בי סטן קשה. Now, this mission, נדגמור רעסת, Resurrect. Why does the Brayse say only Bishlei Shetrochim? It's about there's something else. We have more than three things. We gabe lo yitzulach hamise so it shavu. But Bishlei according to Reb Meir, who holds that shichur is a chay. So then shichur avodim and gitin noshim are the same in regard to lo yitzulach hamise. But according to Rabbeinu Holds that. Shichur Avodim is Yisru, and Pen is Yisri. So Memele, it should follow according to Rabbonon, that if he says, Ten Shtar Shichur Zel Avdi, so the moment the Shliach picked up the Shtar Shichur, so he was Zeichet for the Eved, he becomes the Shliach Lekavore, of the Eved. So Memele, even if the Odin dies before it is handed over to the Eved, he should be Mishucha, because he should become Yishukha at the moment when the Shliach picked it up. Because he becomes a Shliach Likabore of the Eved. So he couldn't say that in regard to Yitra Hamise, In regard to the case of Kutas Lish Tashir La'avdi, so Tashichol and the Tisha are the same. No, they're not analogous. Gabi the Tisha, so it's what you call Hamitze because it's a chay. But Gabi is Tashichol, it's a schut. So it should be even Yitzel Hamitze. It should be even Yitzel Hamitze because he was Meshucha before. That's Rashi's Kashi. So Rashi gives the Teret that even according to the Rabbonim, who say that Tashichol